Teresa in Tucson on our Catholic Answers Live app. You are up first out of the gate. Hello, Teresa.
Hi.
Hi.
My question was, I understand that, you know, Catholics pray to, you know, different saints for,
yes,
you know, different different things. Like, I remember, you know, having a friend tell me that, you know, they wanted to sell their house, so they prayed to a specific saint, or they wanted healing for, you know, go to a specific saint. And I just kind of confused on, you know, why that is.
Okay.
I don't understand that.
Good one.
Well, in all cases, it's not the saint that answers our prayers. It's God. What we're doing when we ask a particular saint for prayers is we're asking that saint to become our prayer partner, to intercede alongside of us to God, asking that God would grant a particular request. Why would we then want to ask for a particular thing or prayers for a particular thing from a particular saint? And historically, the psychology of that is it's just been understood, just as a part of human nature, that certain saints would have a special interest in particular things. For example, let's suppose that you're a Christian in the Italian city of Milan, and let's suppose that you were living back in the 5th century, just after the time of Saint Ambrose of Milan. He was the bishop of Milan. He was the shepherd of the Christian flock in Milan. And then when he passed on to his reward, it would be reasonable to infer that Saint Ambrose would have a special concern or a special interest for people who were members of the church in Milan. And so he came to be regarded as one of the patrons of the church in Milan. And so it would just be natural for a Milanese Christian to say, okay, he was from here, he had spiritual care of our diocese. It would be expected that he would have a special interest in praying for Milanese Christians. And so it makes it natural when I have a special need to ask him as the patron saint of Milan for his intercession, because I know he would have that special interest. In the same way, various other saints may have belonged to a particular occupation. For example, Saint Paul was a tent maker, and that would make it natural for him to be a patron of tent makers, because he would understand the challenges that tent makers would have in business and the kinds of lives they had to lead. And so if you were a tent maker, it would make it natural for you to pray to St. Paul. Similarly, St. Luke was a physician. And so if you're having a medical problem, or if one of your loved ones is having a medical problem, it would be natural to pray to St. Luke as someone who was a medical doctor and thus had a concern for the sick and for getting them proper medical care and getting them healing from whatever their affliction was. It would make it natural to pray to St. Luke, because you would just naturally expect him to have a special interest in praying for people who are sick or in need of the medical arts. And so over the course of the centuries, various saints were identified based on their life circumstances with specific interests and became regarded as patrons of people in those situations or from those places. And so it's just become natural to ask for prayers from particular saints that would be expected to have a particular interest in your circumstance. Okay, Teresa?
Okay, can I have one more question? So do we pray to the saint, or we ask the saints for prayers?
Well, it's both. They're both different ways of putting the same thing. Originally, in English, the word pray just meant ask. And so if you're asking a saint for intercession, you're praying to the saint for that saint's intercession. You're asking or praying for their intercession. Now, in the last few hundred years, in the Protestant community in the English-speaking world, the term pray has become restricted to talking to God. And so that can make it sound a little odd to someone coming from a Protestant background to talk about praying to saints. But really, the Catholic community has simply continued to use the word pray in the broader sense, where it just means to ask. And so we are asking or praying for the saints to intercede with God on our behalf. So you can express the thought either way.
Teresa, glad you're out there. Thank you very much. You're listening to Catholic Answers Live.